Hi, dictation for Gabriel Mullen, G-A-B-R-I-E-L, M-U-L-E-A-N. Sorry, M-U-L-L-E-N, Mullen. Date of birth is 2/6/91. Date of accident 4/12/2024. Restaurant driver. Date of service 6/17/2025. The patient was referred from Dr. Mostafa, M-O-S-T-A-F-F-A, chiropractic, for an evaluation of this patient. Once again, date of birth is 2/6/1991. Date of accident 4/12/2024. Date of service 6/17/2025. New patient visit. The patient reported that she started having severe pain after around April 12th. of 2024, immediately after the accident. And currently, chief complaints are severe headaches, dizziness, neck pain, back pain, right shoulder pain, both hip pain. Difficulty walking. History of automobile accident. Patient reports that she was involved in an accident on 4/12/2024, which is responsible for all the symptoms that are reported. She do not remember the time. Most likely it was a night time when the accident happened. She was a driver and vehicle belonged to a gentleman, James Willis. She was driving a Malibu car at an unknown speed. She was hit with an unknown car, and she do not know the speed of the other car or the brand. She was rendered unconscious after the accident. The patient also do not know where the accident happened. The police report will be sent by the attorney. The manner how the accident happened is as follows. She came out of a friend's house, Aisha, A-I-S-H-A, and she came down on Linden Road. After that, she do not remember anything. She woke up inside the EMS unconscious for many, many minutes. There was a bleeding in the back of the head and a hematoma was formed. Regarding the injuries, patient report that she possibly hit the head to the steering wheel and then to the headrest. It was throbbing. There was a bleeding in the back of the head, laceration, 0.5 centimeter, which required few sutures. There was no other bleeding in any other area, no other fractures, no lacerations anywhere else. The damage to the car, she has no idea. There was no pictures taken. Only the police can help get the information or the attorney that will be requested. She don't remember how long she was into the accident. The patient was taken to emergency room, Sinai Grace Hospital, where she was there for 8 to 10 hours. X-rays were done, CT scan was done. She finally woke up in the hospital and she has been provided medication. She received 2 to 3 staples in the back part of the head, which is now healed up. Then she has been seeing Dr. Mustafa for last 3-4 months, 3 times per week. Additionally, she was pregnant in the last July after the accident, and she delivered now in April of 2025. Since then, she has been starting the care for her accident. She has a baby born by C-section. She was seeing currently Dr. Mustafa for 1 time per week. Her goal is pain management, to do the MRI, and going back to work and feel better. She has had a history of the presenting illness. Headaches are reported, which is heavy, throbbing, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, come off and on all day long. They're occupying the front and the back and the left temple and can last for 1 to 2 hours. And they are severe, constant, off and on, and sensitive to light and noise, associated with nausea and vomiting. The TBI symptoms that are reported by the patient are as follows: severe dizziness and vertigo, loss of consciousness at the time of accident, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, nightmares, nausea, vomiting, blurred vision, and spots in the vision. Patient denies any seizures, loss of equilibrium, disorientation, loss of concentration. She denies any incontinence or any loss of vision field, denies any taste problem, smell problem, or TMJ problem. In addition, patient denies any subtle anesthesia, but she has a sleep disturbance, associated anxiety, depression, panic is present, difficulty walking. She can walk up to a block, after which it gets painful. Sitting is okay, but standing is painful due to the hip pain. There is a numbness and tingling and shooting pain to the right arm in front up to the all the way to the fingers, which are second and third and fourth finger are involved. Similarly, on the left leg, laterally and posteriorly and anteriorly, there is a sharp pain shooting down up to the ankle, appears to be coming from the lower back. These pains are constant. Neck pain is 10, lower back pain is 10, and headache is 10. Pain in the right shoulder is 8, although she can lift up to 180 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. In the hip, both the hips are reported to be affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. In addition, she has a weakness, lightheadedness. And regarding the pain syndrome, pains are continuous, as I described. And please review the record for the character of the pain. And intensity is from 6 to 10, ADL 9, modified factor for the pain. Some muscle weakness is reported in the right arm and left leg. And please review the record for the system review. For surgical history, she had an emergency C-section for baby to be born April 28, 2025. Allergies, family history, relationship status, current employment status, legal history, personal history. Kindly review the record for ADLs, diagnosis, and physical examination. The blood pressure is 131 over 91, pulse is 78, pulse ox is 100, temperature 97.9, height is 5 feet and 2 inches, weight is 190, and this is a ...35-year-old African-American female, good built, nutrition alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious. There's no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Hydration is good, well nourished, no overt anxiety or lethargy, no acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Her attitude is good and demeanor is good. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without limping or using any adaptive devices. Patient has all the DMEs. Rest of the exam will come from the template, including normal neurological examination, normal musculature examination. There are no muscle spasm in the quadratus lumborum, trapezius, paravertebral muscles. Musculoskeletal examination. Inspection palpation is completely normal. Please use the template. Spine tenderness, none is observed. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none is observed. And range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, bilateral, so extension is 20, and bilateral side flexion is 25, bilateral rotation is 30. In the maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain, the Hoffman sign was found negative. Sperling is negative. Lermit test is negative. Distraction test is negative. Toto heart test is negative. Flump test and Roos test in thoracic spine is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brudzinski Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test was found positive at 35 degrees bilaterally. CLR is positive. And... Temp test negative, Bregard test negative, Abiscus sign negative, SI joints are completely negative for any pain, tenderness. Fever test, Gonsalin test was negative, and distraction test, iliac compression, standing flexion test is negative. Regarding the extremities, the patient has positive finding of the right shoulder and both hips and right wrist and hand, and they are described separately. Please use the template to find the regular finding. In the shoulder joint on the right side, the inspection do not reveal any tender AC joint or tender shoulder joint, and there are no other findings of dislocation or contusion. In the palpation, there are no tender points or contusion or less or any swelling. Range of motion is normal up to 180 degrees of forward flexion on active motion. Muscle strength is 4 by 5. Drop arm test was negative. Empty beer can test, Hawking Kennedy test, knee test, speed test are found positive in this area. And regarding the right hand and wrist, there is some tenderness of the right wrist. And also, there is a motor weakness of the grip, 4 by 5, slightly poor. Sensations are intact, reflexes are normal. Carpal testing was positive for Tinel sign and Fallon sign on the right wrist. However, there is no muscle atrophy, no atrophy of thinner prominence, no ulcer, wound, fracture, deviation. Nothing is detected, and appear to be completely normal otherwise. Regarding both the hips, they are examined and they are slightly tender, but there is no swelling, spasm, contracture, alignment problem. Range of motion of the both the hips is 140 degrees of flexion and extension, and external rotation is 40 degrees. Motor strength is normal, valgus, varus, abnormally absent, leg length, distinctness is absent. Patrick sign, Trendelberg sign, negative, log roll, Ellie test, Thomas test, negative. Diagnosis from the records that I am submitting. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is ordered a chiropractic care according to her choice, three times as needed for the neck, lower back, right shoulder, both hips, with massage, acupunctures. And she can also do physical therapy if she likes. She's released to a light duty job for 7 hours, 5 days, for 5 pound lifting limit. Records are ordered released. Medications. No medications are provided since patient do not have any claim number. She has no insurance. They'll be on hold until she visits us another week. It's not an emergency. Non-pharmacological modalities are yes. And home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of available MRI and other imaging records. None of them are available at this time. We are requesting a release of records to Dr. Mustafa, to the attorney Friedman for IMEs, as well as for the St. John Hospital's emergency room. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended at this visit. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. Investigations. We are not ordering any investigation at this time. We'll be waiting for next visit. DMS. Patient has back brace, neck brace, tense unit from the physician she has seen. Education is yes. Follow-up visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.